Okay, tonight we'll discuss the halachas of Yontif and then Chol Moed. The sheets are on Hilchos Chol Moed, and sorry they weren't typed out. But we'll get to the halachas Chol Moed. I just want to mention a few halachas of Yontif which are negated to Bachrim. One is that there's a mitzvah of Simcha, that each person has to do what makes him happy. And there's a mitzvah of 2 seudas on Yontif, as opposed to Shabbos, where there's 3 seudas, and each seudas is with Lecha Mishnah. There's also a mitzvah of Lachas Neiris, like by Shabbos, so too on Yontif. And Matzah Yontif, there's a dinner of Havdalah without Pesamim and without a candle. The one thing which is very negated to Bachrim on Yontif is showering, right? So the hak is like this, that in case of real need, then the best thing is to wash half the body at a time. You could cut your body this way, or you could cut your body this way. But what you do is, you could wash your body with liquid soap, shampoo you put on your head without lathering it in, and then you dry that half of the body, and then you wash the other half. That's the best way to do it. And then you can use warm water or hot water. You can use warm water. Now, if in case where this is difficult and the person's in pain, then he may take a full body shower. Then already should be dafka warm water. Now, over here in Yeshiva, there was an issue with the hot water on Yontif because it works with Junkers, that when you turn on the water, it lights a fire. And therefore, it was a problem. I do not know if they took care of it or not, that we have to find out.
On this floor, they use the chemish.
What?
On this floor, they use the chemish, and downstairs, only hot water.
But it wasn't, but there was still a problem.
They worked it out, I think.
Okay, again, it doesn't mean everyone should be taking showers. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, in case of need, a real need, or in case a person's in pain, and this is how you do it. Yeah.
You dry the top half of your body. You start from top half and bottom half?
No. I just meant that most of your body shouldn't be wet at once. So you wash half your body.
Top half and bottom half?
Yeah. Either you could cut yourself this way, or you could cut yourself. A little will drip down, but
you have to dry yourself off in between.
Yeah, you have to dry yourself off.
Does that have to be from that one?
Right, this is limb by limb. This is what it means by limb by limb. We went through this last time. Okay. What else could be? A person's allowed to carry on Yontif for that day's use. Meaning, if there's here, pass this down. If there's an Eruv, then you can carry whatever you want. But if there's no Eruv, you're only allowed to carry for that day's use. What other halach is? Could be negated to Bacha. On the second day Yontif, for a Ben Chutzar, someone's keeping 2 days, to ask someone who's keeping 1 day to do Malacha for your Moshe Feinstein held, you're not allowed to. He could do whatever the one dayer could do whatever he feels like doing for you. You do not need to stop him. He can do whatever he wants. However, to ask him to do something is a problem.
What about
hinting, if you do it in a derech of sipur, that you're saying like a story, then it'll be fine. Like you say a story, you know. Before Yontif, I was very busy, I didn't get a chance to put enough money in the air conditioning, that should go for 2 days straight. And now it's so hot outside, it's sandy outside, my hat is dirty. You know, you're saying a story for him, and then if he wants to get it, he'll get it. If he doesn't want to get it, he won't get it.
Can I get a tell him before Yontif?
Better not to tell him, but
but
I have that money.
If he's your roommate, right? Yeah. Normal things that, you know,
turn mention.
Better not to tell him, right?
There's a Marimas.
Okay.
Are you letting him before Shabbos?
No.
Are you allowed to tell him, like, if I'm hinting to you, I'm not crazy, I'm trying to tell you something?
Yeah, you can tell. I don't know if it'll help.
What are you, yoga?
Okay. Okay, so I think that's what's negated for Yontif. Now Chol Moed is surprising, because many of us, to a lot of us, it's surprising because we grow up as Choma is a day of trips, going out, running around, Six Flags, and doing what we feel like doing, and dressing in a regular weekday way, so we get that weekday feeling to it. However, in the Torah does refer to Chomer as Mikroye Kodesh. Now, the words Mikroye Kodesh mean a gathering for Kedusha. And the Ramban says that Mikroye Kodesh means gathering for Tefillah B'Tzibur, to praise Hashem and to say Hallo to Hashem, and to dress with clean clothing. Some have the gears in the Ramban that you only need to wear the clean clothing at the time when you're davening, but others
that's
have the gear saying Anyat, right?
That's always. I mean, during the regular day.
No. This means extra clean, nice clothing.
Nice clothing.
Let me finish sentence. But others have the gears in their body, and it means you need to wear sustinkia, clean clothing the whole day. Now, it's interesting that someone who has many sets of clothing, they have nicer and nicer and nicer. So the Mishmura sets it up in like four levels. There's Yontif clothing, which is the nicest clothing you have. Then Shabbos, Chalmoyit, and then weekday. But since we don't have separate suits for each one of these days, so we wear the same suits for Shabbos as Yontif. And the question is Chomer. But Chomer has to be something nicer than weekday. That's where it should be. I'm not saying that if you're going out to the amusement park or if you're going to fix your car, that you have to put on your suit or wear your strimal while you're doing it. But definitely, during at least in the morning when you wake up, you should be dressed properly for the day. Okay, has Kedusha. Chol Moed has Kedusha. That's the second line here. Therefore, we need to honor it with eating good food, drinking good drinks. There is a din simcha on Chol Moed also, so someone who's makbid on their simcha for a revius of yayin, will do the job.
What?
Nice clothing, like we said.
Tefillin.
There are different minhagim to whether we put on tefillin or not. Most people that put on tefillin put on without a bracha. However, there are those that put on with a bracha. But then there's a large group of people that do not put on tefillin at all. Each person follows their minig. Each person finishes their minig. However, in Eretz Yisrael, do not wear the tefillin in the tzibur. When at davening, you do not wear tefillin. But if your minig is to put on tefillin, then it would make sense that in your room to put it on for a few minutes and then take it off.
What about in yeshiva where there's a lot of guys that
just
yeshiva, right?
No, I just said.
Church is wrong.
It's.
Should guys like stand at the
middle and down?
It's better not to. Better not to.
Does that mean that you can't make a minyan, tefillin minyan?
You shouldn't. Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't. It became very accepted not to in Eretz Yisrael.
What's the reason you don't?
No, your room shouldn't.
You can't dominate your room.
What's the reason you don't put the tefillin on? Later.
If you learn that there is some lachas deraisa, then.
That's later.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's later.
Ramesh has like a 10-page tshuva trying to explain the different menorah. Okay, now what's interesting is this is what I was alluding to, that just like on Shabbos there's 39 melachas that are also, and Yontif there's also melachas that are also. We have one basic difference between Shabbos and Yontif, that melachas for oichel nefesh, for eating purposes, are mutter. But not all malachas for eating purposes are mutter on Chol Moed. I mean on Yontif. Chol Moed, there's also certain malachas that are also. And let's learn a little about them. I'm sitting on the lawn and an ant crawls on my hand. Can I slap it and kill it or not? So on Chol Moed, we go to Chol Moed. Says the Mishnah Brura in the name of the Radvaz, then no. You need to blow it off your hand or flip it off and send it away. One second. If I don't answer your question, we're not going to get... Just give me a chance. So an ant, I have to flip it off and send it away. However, if it's a fly or a mosquito, which is annoying because it keeps on coming back, you send it away, it comes back, send it away, it comes back, that I'm allowed to kill a Chol Moed. Yontif I'm not allowed to, Shabbos not allowed to, but Chol Moed that I could. But if it's not annoying, meaning you could send it away and won't come back, then that you should not kill. Now I get up, I go to the tree, and I want to pull a leaf off the tree just for no reason. Flip a leaf off the tree. Whoa, you have to stop. You can't do it for no reason. So when I go apple picking or blueberry picking, or I go fishing for the fun of it, not for eating purposes, or esrog picking, but if I'm going picking, so now to pull a fruit off the tree is a real malacha. So am I allowed to do that or not?
Sir,
if you'll, what? Sir, not, I wrote very clearly, not for eating purposes. So, and when all you brothers come home with bags of apples and blueberries, there's only so much. Right. So,
that's so much you could eat.
So the het over here will be because you really enjoy it. And it's fun. So, tzarech moed is to be besimcha, to have fun. But if you're not enjoying it, so then.
If I had to not to go with the family.
Right. If you get simcha from that, okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, you have to realize it's a real malacha and it has to have a heter.
We're not pulling off the thing that blows, you know.
Again, and you figure it out. If it gives you enjoyment, okay. If not, then you can't do it. Okay? Pulling a hair out of your beard, out of your head, or your payas, or your beard, or whatever, maybe just for the sake of pulling it out, that's a problem. However, to comb your hair, even though Shabbos, if we don't comb with a regular comb, because you're going to pull out hair, chomei, that's fine. So is the habit to play with the hair, and they pull out hair while they're playing it out of habit, that's also fine on chomei. Shabbos, you have to be careful not to do it. Chomei, it's fine.
What about eyelashes?
Same thing.
And what about shaving?
Cutting nails. Well, if we don't... Cutting nails. So we're machmer not to cut nails unless it's Erev Shabbos Chol Moed or Erev Yontif of the last days of Yontif, Lechvayt Shabbos or Lechvayt Yontif, or if there's a safety reason or if it's hygiene. If there's a reason why it needs to be done, okay. Otherwise, just time to cut your nails once you're not. Shmuel says you're allowed to bite your nails if you want. And he says, not me. So he brings that from the Gemara.
So you're allowed to bite without the excuse?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it just disgusting?
It just says it's not disgusting.
No, I'm saying just like it's there a little long.
Oh.
Hygiene.
They're long.
Hygiene.
That sounds as hygiene.
It'll get
doesn't do anything. Big deal.
Then wait for Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Wait for Erev Yontif or after Shabbos?
No.
After
the second day's Yontif.
Wait for the Erev second day's Yontif?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Maybe had to do it? Do it for Yontif, yeah.
Good to know.
So the Mishabura. No, you want to do it for that?
Whatever.
Sorry.
Was afterwards.
Okay, haircuts and shaving. Haircuts and shaving. See, haircuts, here Chazal wanted that we should come into Shabbos, to Yontif, looking nice,
fresh
and nice. So what they did was they knew that if they're going to allow you to take haircuts of Chol Moed, you're going to push it off of Chol Moed. So they said no haircuts of Chol Moed, and they said they're very makban on that there should be no haircuts of Chol Moed in order to force you to do it before Chol Moed.
What about so if you shave before
so Yom Tov, one second.
Next word is shaving.
So like this. Now, let's say someone took a haircut before Chol Moed. I'll be home in 20 minutes. Let's say someone took a haircut before Yontif, right? This is your question, right? Someone took a haircut before Yontif, and now they need another haircut. We'll talk about shaving in a moment. Took a haircut before Yontif, and they want to take another haircut on Yontif. The Chavay Yontif, or the Chavay Shabbos. So, over here, the Rishonim say that you cannot take another haircut. You cannot take another. You can't take a haircut, even though it's for Shabbos, Chol Moed, or it's for Yontif. Why? Because someone might see you taking a haircut. They're not going to realize that you took a haircut before Yontif, and now you're taking your second haircut. And they'll think it's mutter to push your haircut off for Chol Hamoed. Comes along the Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says, one second, what about shaving? In a place, he's talking about in a place where everyone shaves every day, right? Look around this room, it's not this place. But in a place where everyone shaves every day. So then when I see someone shave the Chol Hamoed, I'm not going to think that this person left it for Chol Hamoed, it's mutter to leave for Chol Hamoed. I'll know he shaved before Yom Tov, he's shaving again now. Says Rav Moshe, therefore everyone should agree that it should be mutter. However, at the end he says, Mikol Makom, he's not about to be matrit, but if someone wants to be samach on the kula, they can be samach on the kula. But the kula is only in a place where everyone shaves every day. Okay? Or those that shave every day. That's where he has a kula, but he says not to be samach on it for no reason. So therefore, you will see places where people are samach on this heter when they need it for work or whatever it may be. Okay? For eating purposes. All work, all malachas are mutter for eating purposes. You can go out to the field, cut the wheat, pick the apples. Even though on Yontif, you're not allowed to do that. Yontif, only certain malachas are mutter for eating purposes. Over here, all malachas are mutter. And also, it's mutter to leave the work from before Yontif to do it on Yontif. Right? Even though Erev Yontif, I know I'm going to need food on Chol Hamoed, I could say, I'm leaving it for Chol Hamoed. That's allowed. And on Chol Hamoed, I'm allowed to cook for Chol Hamoed and for Yontif, but I'm not allowed to cook on Chol Hamoed for after Yontif. Even if, let's say, I'm making a pidyon haben Matzah Shabbos, I mean, again, Matzah Yontif, and if I don't start preparing now on Chol Hamoed, I'm not going to have time after Yontif to prepare for my Suda's Pidyon and Ben Matziyantu. Still, even though it's a mitzvah, still, you're not allowed to. So what will I do? Okay, there are other heterim. I'll give you just one example of a heter, which you learned in Masechet Beitza, that if I take a big pot of food on Yontif, and I put it on the fire, knowing that I'm going to eat at least one portion of this food, even though there's 50 portions in the pot, but since it's one big pot being put on the fire, so then, as long as I eat one portion, I'm fine. And then I'll leave the other 49 for the Pinyon Ben. Okay? Cooking for after Yontif, right, that we just said, you're not allowed to. Okay, next slide. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh. Machshirei Eichel Nefesh means to fix something or to do a malacha in order that now I'll be able to prepare the food. The stove broke, the oven broke, or the car broke down and now I needed to go shopping to buy food for Yontif. Over here it gets a little more complicated. What you're allowed to do, are you allowed to call a workman, a professional to fix it or not? Therefore, ask a shayla in such a case. Okay, for women, makeup's fine. Okay, to set a shaytel. Yeah, okay. You'll listen to the latest shiur that I gave just before. Okay, medicine.
So on your,
what?
The shiur is sponsored for shiur.
Oh, it's a shame. Okay, so medicine, even though on Shabbos and Yontif there are rules, who could take medicine and which medicines, Chomet, all medicines mutter for anyone, even if they have a slight headache. And even if work has to be done by a doctor, which may be a malacha, it's mutter. Therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, someone who has an ache, even a small ache, he could go to the doctor, go to the dentist, to work on his teeth and take care of. But if it's your yearly checkup, there Rav Moshe says it's a zilzul tiyantiv to arrange your yearly checkup on Chol Hamoed. Again, someone in a situation where those are the only days he could go because he's only home for a short time,
speak to
Rav. But in general, fine. Fixing eyeglasses is fine because that's for the guf. That's a tzarchei guf. It's like food you eat, so you need to be able to see. Writing, ksiva, also has its limitations. One is not supposed to just write anything he wants. If you want, there's a very interesting taz. The taz says that you can write chidushei Torah. Why? Because if you're not going to write it now, then after Yontif you're going to have to write it. And at the time when you're writing it after Yontif, you could be Mechadish more Torah, so it's a loss of the Torah that you could be Mechadish. It's a beautiful verse.
It is. It's absolutely wonderful.
Right? You hear that?
That's how the Taz is.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Good, good. You said good. So therefore, writing that something which you might forget or lose, and it's a loss that you could do. Now, making shopping lists or menus or different things that you need. So then, if you could do it with your left hand, show your left hand. Now, what's even better is if you could type it on a computer or text it on a thing, then that's definitely better than writing.
Even with printing it out?
Yeah. What? I'm not going to get into the reasons because then you'll start texting on No, just accept my word that typing and is better than writing. Okay? Children coloring or painting is fine because they really enjoy it. Again, I didn't mean dafka children. Even adults, if you go to, let's say, Kad Vachoma, where they give you that mug for you to paint and to make pictures, if you really enjoy it, then you can do it. But it's the enjoyment. If you want to put down a translation or something that you will forget, then you'll have to.
Okay. Even combos and stuff. Yeah.
Why is that good?
No. Afterwards.
No, it's less of a ksiva.
Afterwards, so we don't come back.
Okay. Okay, now washing, we almost finished washing clothing. Again, the same thing. Chazal wanted that we should come into Yom Tov with clean, nice clothing. Therefore, they wanted to force us to wash our clothing before Yom Tov by saying that you cannot do it on Yom Tov. Soaking clothing is also included in washing. Spot cleaning is mutter. If someone ran out of clean clothing, they don't have any of that clothing left, then it's better for them to wash only what they'll need.
Is it better to buy?
It is better to buy. If one could buy, if one would be able to buy, it's better to buy than to wash. Good point. If you need an excuse, then there you go. You got one. Brushing your head or polishing shoes is mutan chalmait. Ironing, if you're trying to make a new crease, or the clothing is so creased up that you can't wear it the way it is, so then that already not. But if you're just straightening it out, making it nicer, or the crease is there, just making it
better.
So then it's mutter. There's no muksa on chalmait. Shopping, what you're shopping for Yom Tov is mutter. If there's a major sale, so then depending on how much of it, if you won't be able to get it afterwards, and it's a big difference in price, so then you may be able to watch Mekola on Chol Moed. And the Mishnah says, but so does Mechabed the Chol Moed. Like the Shami says, the Chalmai was made for eating, drinking, and learning Torah. Everyone should have a wonderful evening.